WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tomorrow night on the Fox network, Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on Happy Days, returns to TV with a new sitcom called Monty. Winkler stars as Monty Richardson, a conservative TV talk show host. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The Fonz is a pompous Republican media star? What a rush. The idea behind Monty is to take one part Rush Limbaugh and one part All in the Family. Like Tim Allen's character in Home Improvement, Henry Winkler's Monty Richardson stars on TV, then comes home and gets into trouble. He's supposed to be like Archie Bunker with a larger vocabulary and a bigger outlet for his rantings and ravings. Now, as sitcom concepts go, that's not too bad. But a lot can go wrong between concept and execution. As it turns out, the best thing about the pilot is the opening credits, in which people are asked their opinion of the fictional TV talk show star.
What do you think of Monty?
What do I think about him?
I think he's a nut.
I think he's absolutely gorgeous.
Not handsome, but he has a little charisma.
I think he looks disgusting.
What do I think of Monty? I think that Henry Winkler, who is executive producer of this series, has let himself down. As the star, Winkler could handle the comedy, although I'd rather have seen the role go to, Brian Dennehy or Dave Thomas. But as the executive producer, he's accepted a pilot script that's so lame, I can't imagine people giving it a second chance. Winkler is lucky the series is on Fox because the studio audiences there will laugh at anything, even the pathetic punchlines that are tossed out during Monty's TV show within this TV show.
Question two. God is... A religious being worshipped by most people. B, what dyslexics call a dog. Or C, some supreme being that commands you to rent a truck, fill it with dynamite, drive over potholes all over New York City, blow up a building, and then try to get your deposit back.
Viewers at home, though, won't find anything to laugh about. The only reason to watch the pilot of Monty is to check out the truly eclectic cast. Monty's wife is played by Kate Burton, daughter of Richard. Monty's elder son, Greg, is played by David Schwimmer, who recently appeared on NYPD Blue as the paranoid apartment dweller known as 4B. Not only is he a bit too old for the role, then again, so was Winkler when he played Fonzie, but it's a big step down career-wise from NYPD Blue to Monty. And Greg's new girlfriend, Gina, whom he brings back with him from Europe, is played by China Cantner. If that name's not familiar, she's the daughter of two former members of the Jefferson Airplane, Paul Cantner and Grace Slick. I know. I hardly believe it myself. But hey, two of Frank Zappa's kids co-starred on a sitcom a few years ago, so why not? But none of this comes together. The way Monty is written, Greg and Gina obviously are meant to be the Meathead and Gloria to Monty's Archie. But dinner time at the Richardson household is a lot less entertaining than it was at the Bunkers.
Okay, Dad. This has to be eaten at just the right temperature to get the essence of the basil oregano sauce.
What the hell happened to you in Europe? Oregano, basil, Gina? Well, I like the basil and oregano.
If you want to laugh at a funny TV conservative, stick with the original article and watch Rush Limbaugh. At least there, you don't have to watch him eat.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.